Good morning, everyone. The Mishnah in Sukkah Daf Tes brings down a machlokes b'sham v'sil l'gabi a sukkah yashana. What's a sukkah yashana? The Mishnah says a sukkah that was done from many months before sukkah, so it wasn't made l'shem sukkah. Is that a kosher sukkah or not? According to b'shama, it's not good. According to b'sil, it is good. And the Gemara's masma that the machlokes is whether there's a din of l'shma l'gabi sukkah or not. B'shama hold that a sukkah has to be made l'shma l'shem sukkah, and if you don't do that, it's pasul. According to b'sil, there's not a din of l'shma. So I want to try to explain a little bit, what is the Getter Hadvarim, what's this Getter of the Din Lishma by Sukkah according to Beis Shammai. So it's a Gevalik of Beer over here, a Gevalik of Yosef from a Baruch Ber. So I just want to bring out what he says. So Taisus over here, on the top Taisus says that same Achlekes Beis Shammai Beis Sil, that you have Legabe Sukkah Yashana, you're going to have Legabe Matzah Yashana. What happens if you make a matzah a couple months before Pesach? It's not done L'shem Pesach, you just made it Stam, you want to make a matzah to eat it. Is that kosher to be yotzer mitzvah of matzah on Lel HaSeder or not? So Zaktaisis will be the same machlekes. According to Beis Shammai, it will not be good. According to Beis Hillel, it would be good. And the Pnei Yeshua explains what's the shaychus between matzah and sukkah, because we know there's a gzer shabbat, tesvav, tesvav. We learn out sukkahs and Pesach and vice versa. So if Beis Shammai hold that there's a din of lishma l'gabe sukkah, we're going to bring that over to matzah, and therefore matzah yishana would be possible. According to Beis Hillel, that there's no din of lishma l'gabe sukkah, it would not apply to matzah either. And therefore, Matzah Yishana would be kosher. That's what Taisus says over here, B'Shem the Yerushalmi. In fact, the Tzlach over here, the Tzlach says, Gevaldik Akashi, he says, it doesn't make any sense. How could the Yerushalmi say the Lefi Beis Hillel, Matzah Yishana is kosher because we don't bring over the Din L'Shma from Sukkah because there's no Din L'Shma L'Gabi Sukkah? Forget about the Din L'Shma of Sukkah. By Matzah, it has its own Din L'Shma. There's an inherent Din L'Shma by Matzah. It says, Shmar Din L'Shma Matzah, which means you have to be Meshamer, the Matzah L'Shem Mitzvah, and it's mefurish in many sugyas that you have to be mechavan and make the matzah. It should be l'shma. If you make it l'shem chalos taider, kiki nazar, and things like that, it won't be good. So it has its own din l'shma learned out from shmartim as a matzah. So even though Beis Hillel might hold it, there's no din l'shma l'gabi sukkah. So that then is not learned out. But how can you tell me a matzah yishana is kosher? L'chayah has its own din l'shma that's learned from shmartim as a matzah. So in fact, the tzlach over here. So Rabbi Chaber in Gittin and Berachas Shmuel Siman Yud says the Gevalik HaHezbo over here. He says that we find in the Torah there's different types of lishma and kavana. You have lishma l'gabe tzitzis, tefillin, get, sefer Torah, and then you have a din of kavana, l'mashal mitzitzichas kavana. And the question is, what's the chiluk between all these different types of gedarim? What does lishma mean? What does kavana mean? Are they all the same? What is the bir hadvarim? And he explains like this. He says that when it comes to the din lishma by l'mashal a tefillin, a get, or a sefer Torah, or tzitzis, over there, the din l'shma is not just a kavana that the gavra has to have when he makes these things, but it's actually a din of asiyah and the chefetz. You create a chafetz shel mitzvah. When you mechaven l'shma by sefer Torah, you create a chafetz of a sefer Torah. L'shma by get, you create the chafetz of a get, and huadim by tefillin, and you're creating the chafetz shel mitzvah. And if you're missing that l'shma, if you're not mechaven l'shma, there's something missing in the chafetz itself. Tefillin that was made shalai l'shma, there's something missing in the tefillin and the chafetz shel tefillin. That's the din of l'shma by those types of inyanim. Now, midachi, so you have a din of mitzvah kavana. Mitzvah kavana is nothing to do with the chayfetz. It's merely a din in the gavra. When you do a mitzvah, a thought has to go through your head that you're doing it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kach tziva habayre. It's just a kavana and the gavra, nothing to do with the chayfetz. If you blow shayfer and you're not mechavin lishma, there's nothing missing in the shayfer. It's a chayfetz shal shayfer, like any other shayfer, but you're missing a kavana in the gavra to be mechavin l'shem mitzvah shayfer. That's the chilik that he says. Mimele, Zakhtar Baruch Ber, he says when it comes to matzah. In the chinam of the matzah, there's din of shmartim as a matzah. So that's from mechavan l'shma, that's mefurish in the sugis and psachim. But that din is just a din in the gavra. That's a din in the gavra. When you make a matzah, you have to mechavan l'shem matzah's mitzvah. But it's not pile in the chayfetz at all. There's nothing missing in the chafetz of the matzah if you're not mechavan l'shem matzah. It's merely a din in the gavra. This is where you have to be mechashim when you make a matzah. That's a din of shmartim as a matzah, and that's it. And everyone's masking to that. B'sham and B'sil, of course, is a din of shmartim as a matzah. So the gavra has to be mechavan l'shma, similar to the din of mitzvah's kavana, except it's not just l'shem mitzvah, but it's l'shem matzah. But the din of l'shma l'gabi sukkah l'fi Beis Shammai, that's a whole different din. The din l'shma l'gabi sukkah, we learn chag sukkah's tas l'ach, whatever the limud is, that's been mechadish, that is a din l'shma l'cheftz of the sukkah. You have to be mechaven that I'm making this l'shem sukkah, and that's how you create the cheftz of the sukkah. And if you don't have that kavana, there's something missing in the cheftz of the sukkah. It's not a cheftz of a sukkah, and there's something lacking according to Beis Shammai. According to Beis Hillel, you do not have that second din. So Mele Zakt Rebarach Ber, that's what the Yerushalmi means. In a chinami, everyone's masking the basic din of shmartim, the din on the gavra you have by matzah. But the question is, do you have this other psul, this added din, that there's a din l'shma and l'cheftza, like you do by sukkah, l'gabit tefillin, do you bring that over to matzah or not? That would be telling the machlokes of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, and that's what the Yerushalmi means, and a matzah yishana would be Talian Bisham Beisel, and he explains there'll be nafkaminas, and there will be cases where you might have the first din kavana but not the second din kavana. L'mashal, if you do it al tanai, so the din kavana the chevitz might not be chal because of brera, but the din kavana in the gavra l'maisa it's a metzias and mechavan and it would work, and that's what the Yerushalmi means that a matzias shana would be talian Bisham Beisel, whether you add this new din kavana the chevitz or not. But kolpanim, what comes off from Rabbi Chaber is that the gerah hadvarim of the din l'shma Bisham legabe sukkah. It's not just a din in the kavana of the gavra, like mitzvah's kavana or like shmarta mesamatzes, but it's actually a din in the chavtza that your kavana creates the chavtza of the sukkah. And kolzman, you're missing that kavana. There's actually something missing in the chavtza of the sukkah.